CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Police believe a lone suspect is responsible for shootings across parts of Denver and Lakewood Monday night that killed four people. They say the alleged shooter also died in an exchange with police. John Romero of the Lakewood Police Department says Denver and Lakewood police are looking for a motive.
Our investigators have been working diligently with investigators from Denver Police Department. We will work together on this.
Three people were also injured, including a Lakewood officer. A grass fire that ignited Monday afternoon in Littleton was fueled by strong wind. Evacuations have been lifted, but as CPR Sam Brash reports, the flames stopped just a few feet from the Westerly Apartments near Chatfield State Park.
The only thing between the charred earth and where people live is a single bike path. Another reminder not just of how climate change is driving fires later and later, but also of how grasslands and foothills are also part of the wildland-urban interface where residents face regular wildfire risks.
CPR Sam Brash. The semi-truck driver who was sentenced to more than 100 years for a fatal crash along I-70 could get that sentence reduced. A Jefferson County judge approved a review of the case Monday. Outside the courtroom in Golden, Brenda Chavez was one of around 100 supporters of the driver, Rogel Aguilera Medeiros. She wants to see a lighter sentence.
I got fate of Colorado law. I got fate that we're going to do the right thing and that we all look in deeper in this situation.
The Jefferson County District Attorney has begun the process to try to reduce the sentence to less than 30 years. Four people died in the crash in 2019. Colorado's statewide snowpack has reached the median for the state over the last 30 years. That's after storms have dropped more than a foot of snow in parts of the central and southern mountains overnight. Snow is expected again today and tomorrow. Today's forecast has more snow for western Colorado and a mostly sunny day along the Front Range. Metro Denver could get some snow on Friday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.